All right, everybody. I hope you're doing well. I am recording an episode of a podcast, you know, while I'm mobile. So if you hear anything in the background or engines or anything else or traffic, just know that I just want to give you kind of what's on my mind right now. I think a lot of business owners, they are going through it. A lot of making some hard decisions. I've gotten messages from a lot of friends, colleagues, you know, kind of talking about the uncertainty. The one thing that I want to say is that we always learn a lot through a crisis. We learn a lot. We learn about ourselves. We learn about our people. We learn about our organization. And so the most important thing for us to do is remain positive.
You're listening to the AdCast.
This is the AdCast. All right, guys, it's Eric here with the AdCast. Three things that you need anytime you're doing a campaign: budget, media, and message.
It's very, very important.
You're listening to the AdCast.
I know it's hard to say, and there's going to be somebody who's listening to this right now, and they're going to say, well, how can I remain positive when, you know, I got to do layoffs? Or how can I remain positive when I have to lay off vendors, right? And here's the truth. It's hard. It is not easy. By no means is it easy, or would I ever say it's easy. But you got to think about what's important and how you can operate the business right now. Maybe you can just, you know, use what is most important. Like, you know, if you have to make layoffs, only you can make that decision on what salaries it is going to be, or what the uses of the business is right now. But remain positive. Keep negative people and keep negative things out of your ear. Limit as much news as you can. Because the truth is, a lot of the news, they are built the same. Some of them have some of the same consultants that go around, and that's why news sets look the same. They sound the same. And I'm not going against the news right now, but in the end, they want to help the community, but they also want to be able to get ratings out of it, because everyone wants to be first, or everyone wants to be that reliable source. But in many times, you listening to it over and over again is not going to help you get better. Take out a pen and paper. Write down some things about your business. Write down some things about yourself that you want to change or you want to fix, because now you have the time to fix it. So write them down and just set out a timeline and that goal and start working on them. I'm doing the same myself. And in our business, you know, we have to make sure that we're doing the right things, that we can take care of our people. If you are an employer, you are the leader. Remember, your people are looking to you right now for the answers. You are their news source. They are relying on you. And when you bring them through this, they will never forget that. When you bring them through what we're going through right now as an employer and as a leader, they're going to look back and say, I can trust, or I can believe in my boss because they brought us through that situation. Your word becomes that much more gold to them. So start thinking about, you know, the people who are going to be following you into this, and also just thinking about ways that you can be a better leader for them, or ways that you can actually change your company. You can change your company. I know in some industries right now, like the restaurant industry, and, you know, I have a lot of friends who are in that industry that were impacted really early on. And then there were some that they were just fine because their business was always adaptable. Like an example is like Chick-fil-A. Yeah, they closed down their dining room, but the majority of their revenue actually came from their drive-through. So for them, it was okay. It was okay. And if anyone's like paid attention to what Chick-fil-A has done in the last few years, they've made a huge investment, not just their dining room, but they've made a huge investment on the outside of their building in the drive-through. Because they know that's the fastest way for them to be able to turn a table and get more orders in and get more revenue, right? So just think about that opportunity on how Chick-fil-A kind of, they use their model, or there was probably a point in time or a crisis where they said, we have to do better, or here's another opportunity for us to change our business. And they did that. Be that strong leader for your people. It is tough. And who knows, whenever I'm done making this podcast, I might say, you know, hell, this is just hard for me too. But then I want to make sure that I'm relying on positive people and like-minded people, where when we get together and we have discussions, we're having discussions that are going to be solutions, that can lead to solutions, and not just talk about how bad it is. If you're on the phone right now with someone and they say, oh man, this is just bad, get off the phone right now, because it's not what you need and it's not what you want to hear. You want to talk about where you are right now and how you can do what you can while you're in the situation that you can to get out of it. You could have possibly learned that, hey, maybe I need to have a line of credit down there that can help me get through this, you know, a line of credit from your business, you know, for your business to be able to help you get through the tough times. Or you can have a rainy day fund, you know, and or think about when you have those profits every month, take 5% of those profits and put it away. Right? Is there anything that you own, like a vehicle, company vehicles, or anything that you can use as collateral to help you with payroll or get you through some mandatory business expenses? Utilize those things. Those are the things that what I'm talking about as far as, you know, thinking different or doing what you can. It doesn't have to be you do everything that I say, but remember, you have to be a leader. Write these things down on paper that are tough for you or what you're going through, and then write and map out a way to be able to fix it. Surround yourself by positive people. Spend time with people right now. Right now, we have more time than any to spend with our friends, our family, and our loved ones. You could take walks to the park with your kids. They're not saying that you can't leave your front porch. You know, smell the roses. Smell the roses right now, because when all this is over, we get right back to it. But then there's going to be some of us who are going to say, I'll never forget what I just went through. And then you're going to plan your business different. Or you're going to figure out you don't need as many people as you do. Or you're going to figure out who's dead weight in your company. You will learn from this. You'll learn from this, and you'll go on to be bigger, and you'll go on to be better. All the business that you may have lost, you'll get it back tenfold. This setback is a setup for what's to come. I believe it. Trust me. I just want to be able to encourage all of you guys right now. Don't give up. Stay positive. Surround yourself by talking to positive people, positive business owners, or people who are like-minded. Spend time with your families and get those things done that you always wanted to get done. I guarantee you, if you sit down and you wrote down some things about yourself or your business that you wanted to fix, that you'd make a nice long list. This is the AdCast. Everybody stay healthy and be blessed.
If you feel this podcast has been a help to you or could be a help to others, please don't forget to subscribe. You can listen to our podcast anywhere, iHeart, Spotify, Apple Music, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And this episode's also going to be available on YouTube. To catch up on past episodes, go to heyimeric.com, or you can always text me at 843-483-1555.
When all eyes are on you, make it count. From audio and video to graphic design and more, Craft Creative can do it all. We don't make commercials, we craft creative. See what we can do for you at WeCraftCreative.com. VIP Marketing and Advertising is a cutting-edge strategic digital, creative, media, and marketing partner that provides services for businesses of all sizes. To stay up to date on the latest marketing news, subscribe for email updates at VeryImportantPlacement.com.
Copyright VIP Marketing and Advertising, produced by Craft Creative. For premium video production and graphic design, visit WeCraftCreative.com.